Sandy Mix is a musician and music teacher, and she loves her work. She's also losing her hearing. Over a decade ago, Mix discovered that she had a congenital condition that could cause her to go deaf. Mix chose to follow her passion for music despite the inevitable challenges. KALW's Rachel Wong spent time with Mix and her instruments to bring us this story.
From the moment Sandy Mix wakes up in the morning, she's thinking about music. Over coffee, she plans the day's lessons.
I can't believe how lucky I am, because, you know, everybody wants to do the thing that they love, and hardly anybody gets to do it. I am a music teacher, primarily piano, and also trumpet and French horn and voice. I teach a little voice.
The way Mix talks about teaching music, you might think it's all she's ever done. But only a few years ago, she worked in a very different field, information technology.
It was a horrible, horrible job, and I won't talk any more about it, but it paid me a lot of money. Then finally I realized, you know what? I'm tired of doing this thing with computers.
She taught music lessons on the side for a while, and then she made the leap.
Oh yeah, everything's in here. This is where I teach.
Now she's fully booked, with a waiting list.
But I have about 42 students. About 75% of them are adults, and about 25% are kids.
One of her students, Diane Wilson, arrives for her lesson.
Hey there.
Hi there. It's nice out.
Yes. You know, she's been taking lessons for about 2 years. She's amazing. So let's sing it while you play the left hand.
Okay.
I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. I'm always having epiphanies in lessons about things. You know, it's like, oh, well, let's try it this way, or let's do it that way, or, oh, I never knew that. You know what? Do this first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You got it. All right, so this measure...
Mix has always had a gift for music.
Everybody has that thing they're really good at, and this was the thing that I was good at.
She majored in music in college. Then in her 20s, Mix started to have trouble hearing. Eventually, it was too disturbing to ignore.
I'm just, you know, lying in bed at night, I'm like, what is going on with my ears? You know, it's like, why are my ears ringing?
That ringing was a small part of a much bigger problem.
The type of hearing loss I have is high-end sensorineural hearing loss. And what that means is that my high-end hearing completely gone.
And the rest is going, too. Her hearing aids compensate for the loss, but not completely.
When I'm learning a new piece, I have to learn it down in an octave where I can hear it. When it gets much higher, like C6, then it becomes, I hear the percussive sound of the key more than I hear the note.
At some point, her hearing aids will no longer help, and she'll have to quit teaching music. But she still hopes to make music.
This is what I'm really trying to get jobs doing, like, accompanying gigs and things like that, or, you know, cocktail music. Things that I can do that I don't necessarily have to hear very well for.
After all, a very famous musician composed some of his most notable work after going deaf, Ludwig van Beethoven.
From what I understand, that's how Beethoven did a lot of his... He had like a balloon, basically, on the piano, and that's how he could feel the vibration. Well, I wonder if I put my hand on my throat when I sing, I can feel the vibrations and try to associate the vibration with where I am, pitch-wise. So it's like, if you're thinking, the vibrations change in your throat. I mean, obviously I'm not Beethoven, but it can be done.
But Mix admits that big questions do haunt her.
Sometimes I lay awake at night going, well, what am I doing? What am I doing? You know, it's like, I just get all go. And I'm like, brain, what? It's like, you can't do anything about it, especially not right now at 2:30 in the morning. This is one of those things where it's like, you can spend all your time being pissed off at the irony, being angry at the irony of, you know, it's like, here I am given this wonderful, you know, musical ability. And sorry, but you're going to lose your hearing.
But when the sun rises, she knows she still gets to play music all day.
I would much rather be doing this and taking the risk that, you know, one day my hearing's going to go altogether and I won't be able to do it anymore than work at a job I hated because I was scared that I was going to lose my hearing. I made this work. I will continue to make it work.
Because music is more than work. It's fun, especially with friends. Mix may not always be able to hear music, but with some luck, she'll always be able to feel it. In San Francisco, I'm Rachel Wong for Cross Currents.